Yes, I had a strong piece, I think, objecting to the choice that the Pontifical Council for Culture made in selecting an image for their recent plenary assembly on the theme of women's cultures. And my objection was that they chose one image for their outline document, and that image was by the artist, a male artist, Man Ray, and it's called Venus Restored. I don't know how it got the name Venus Restored, because it's actually a female torso. There's no head, no arms, and no legs. It's nude, so there's the breast and the belly and the pubic area are exposed, and it's tied in a rope, so it's a bondage image. It actually features on bondage sites. And the first time I saw it, I was so disturbed that I reflected about it and shared with others. And they also were shocked and disturbed by that choice. I decided first to register my complaint with the Vatican, and others did as well. And we got replies, and there was a kind of reply put up on the website below the image, but it didn't really address our concern. I should add that I also researched Man Ray with the artist. Reading about Man Ray increased my concern, and I know some people will say that, well, a work of art is to be taken on its own merit and it's irrelevant. But I would say, for instance, if we had something on children and we used an image of a child which was made by an artist who was known to be a pedophile, I think we would rightly object as that choice of image on a Vatican site. And similarly, Man Ray, by his own account, had abused a 10-year-old girl when he was an adolescent. Certainly his violence against women continued, because as an adult, again, by his own account, he brutally assaulted a former wife. And in his record as an artist, he did a lot of photos of women in bondage. They feature again in bondage sites. And so he was a devotee of the Marquis de Sade, and very strongly in, obviously, the sadistic streak comes out, I suppose, in his aggression and both in his relationships with women and in his art. With all that in mind, I really felt it was not appropriate to represent women's cultures, the richness of women's cultures, by a female torso, nude and in bondage. I really thought this has nothing to do with Christianity and the message of the gospel, and it does nothing for the dignity of women, and to remind us that the image of God is fully present in women, and that women are whole and women are free. I know some people have said, well, that's the way women are treated by a lot of men, and that's the way women are treated in the church and outside the church. That justification for that image doesn't wash with me either, because that image actually perpetuates the violence against women. It does not liberate, it does not inspire us to remedy the injustice, it doesn't empower women, and sadly, it can be self-perpetuating insofar as women, a lot of women, unfortunately, have internalized that violence against them, and have internalized perhaps a sense that they are not whole, that they are not free, that they are not valuable, and collude to some extent with their own oppression, or because they have internalized the image that the oppressor have of them. And yes, to every sadist, there is a masochist. And to me, that image plays along with that, and it certainly has nothing to say about the way that Jesus looked on women. Jesus looked on women as equal, and certainly equally made in the image of God, and as free and whole persons.
You said that the Vatican gave you a response. What was the response, or what was their justification for having chosen the image?
Well, now the response I got is a standard response that a lot of people got. It didn't address all my concerns. He didn't address the concerns about Man Ray and his pretty bad record concerning abuse of women. It only addressed the piece. Interestingly, it didn't address the nudity of the piece, and that only the breast, belly, and pubic area were exposed. It just addressed the fact that there was no head, and it said, well, some women feel that their intellect is not valued and therefore headless, and no limbs, no arms or legs, because some women feel that their actions are also not being valued, and that the rope, the bondage, the rope is because women feel they are not free. Now, there was no acknowledgement that by this, that was by Cardinal Ravasi, the head of the Pontifical Council. There was no reference by Cardinal Ravasi, who gave that answer, that is the all male of an all male body, that is a select member as a cardinal of a very select college of cardinals, who has a huge power in the church, and no reference to the exclusion of women from governance, from the ordained ministry, from voting at synods, like on the family, or having any direct input on decisions, on teaching to do with their bodies. But also, I would say that doesn't help addressing the suffering of women. If indeed all the sites showing women torso, dismembered women in bondage, women would be liberated. But sadly, the purpose of those images is to reinforce that situation. So I cannot possibly understand how they can be so blind to it, except that the blind spot, again, is a very deep blind spot at the heart of the clerical culture, in male clerical culture in the church.
Did he mention that maybe he had consulted with any women to get their reaction or their feedback in terms of the image that they were using?
No direct indication. The Pontifical Council for Culture is all male. Now, they have some consultors, well, not obviously members, but they're consultors, and there's a huge proportion of men and a few women there. So I presume perhaps a few women were consultors, were part of the process. We're also told that there was a group of women who worked on the document, the outline document, which accompanies that image. Now, again, very interestingly, there's no names for those women. I mean, perhaps not surprisingly, again, they're anonymous. They have no names. I suppose it's a way of saying they don't matter. But then what is new in the church? There's beautiful lip service to the dignity and worth of women, but the practice is the opposite. So we're told that there are a few anonymous women. We don't know who they are, who chose them. I suppose Colonel Ravasi chose them. There's no reference to the image in the document. So we do not know who actually chose the image and why or how. And as I say, we got two lines in response to detailed criticism, and it didn't really address the concerns.
If you could suggest an image, what would it be?
Well, at the end of the piece I wrote in the Irish Times, I pointed out something which, again, to me was interesting, is that they had kind of an exercise in kind of trying to get women to send in images of themselves. Now, it was a very flawed process. But I know a lot of women send in images with themselves presiding at Eucharist. And that was for a display at the open day. But on the open day, none of those images were shown. They were censored out. And I reflected, I wasn't surprised, I have to say, but I reflected when that piece, you know, by Man Ray emerged, and I said, well, it's very interesting. The Vatican can show a nude female torso in bondage, a bondage image of women, but it cannot show an image of a woman presiding at the Eucharist. And I said, what a perversion of the Christian gospel. Because to me, that is the one image the Vatican will not show, cannot show, is woman presiding at Eucharist and saying, this is my body, woman as body of Christ. If we truly remembered, we wouldn't have a dismembered woman. That's what we have, a dismembered woman, just a torso. If we truly remembered, who woman is, we would remember that woman is created in the image of God, and that woman can truly say, this is my body. The church has forgotten the vision of our founder, and that's why we have a dismembered image of woman.